This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 7th. The promise again. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 28. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth." In his dream, Jacob sees angels ascending and descending on a stairway or ladder, and above it he sees the Lord standing. God assures him that he is the God of his fathers, Abraham and Isaac. The Lord promises to be with Jacob, and then repeats the promise he made to Abraham. And this time, instead of mentioning stars, God uses the image of dust spreading east and west to describe just how expansive Jacob's descendants will be. As a part of this promise, we hear God say again, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and through your offspring." Here at Bethel, which means house of God, we see a touch point with God's promise of redemption that runs through the entire Bible. To redeem his children, God chooses Abraham's family, and through Jacob's descendants, who become the people of Israel, God brings his son into the world to save Abraham's spiritual family, made up of all who trust in God. Like many of the stories throughout the Old Testament, the one about Jacob's dream is a Christmas story, and in it, we see and anticipate the coming of our Savior. In our anticipation and longing, may we live with hope for the coming of God's kingdom. Pray with me. God in heaven, our faith and hope look up to you. In the birth of Jesus, we see that you keep your promises. Help us to live in faith and hope for his coming again. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.